opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Good morning, Reading. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And yes, it is Saturday, and it is the day of the annual rodeo parade. And, you know, there's just nothing like the sound of a good marching band. Lots of drum rolls practicing out there. A whole lot of uniforms that look a little bit too hot for the day. And, gosh, you know, I want to welcome our engineer, Nate Welch, here today, and we have Mark Beecham in the studio, and we've got guests that you'll meet here in just a second. And, you know, Mark, I know you want to talk about this.
Well, today is the end of the world as we know it, supposedly,
okay.
Right?
Well, if this is the end, it feels pretty good. Kind of feels like yesterday.
And I'm just hoping that our engineer doesn't disappear during this broadcast.
Well,
anyone else is okay, but our engineer needs to be here.
There are some things that look really technical that
so
we can't do on our
own. You'll be left behind.
Don't take it personally. If it's true that only 3% of us are the chosen few. So, you know, there's a good chance that...
But I have a question about this. There's this church down in Oakland, California, I think, that is behind this prediction, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand... The church is supposedly, from something I read yesterday, worth $72 million. So if you really believe that the world was going to end, wouldn't you, like, spend that money down? What are they doing keeping
this? How do you know what
money?
They did yesterday? Maybe they had a big party and
made some
big
donations. That's true. Yeah.
I know. Well, okay, at least for the next hour, we're going to hope everyone's here because we've got a great show planned for you. But I need to make some announcements first because we have... some cool things going on out there. You know, this show is about making little changes all the time to see if we can get you just a little bit healthier so that you feel good. And so our goal for you is that when you wake up in the morning, you feel pretty good. And then midday, you still feel pretty good. And in the evening, you still feel pretty good. So you have what ends up being a darn good feeling life. So with that, I want to kind of come up with some... tell you what's going on around town here that keeps you on your path to feeling good. So, you know, the Shasta College Community Teaching Garden, they have some things going on out there that you're going to want to know about. Now, today from 10 to noon, we're pushing it for you to get to that one. But there is wild edible and medicinal plants being taught by Ted Dawson. And if you don't know Ted is a Wintu herbalist, and he certainly knows a lot about our local plants. And so he's teaching that today, but he'll be teaching that again too. So if that's an interesting sounding class to you, all these Shasta College classes are $15. And they also have a free class on Wednesdays, 9 to 1 p.m. They have a teaching garden out there where if you're just lost and you maybe don't even feel like you're ready for a class that sounds a little advanced to you, you can show up, work in the garden, and they'll just start teaching you. They'll just take you under their wing. And the nice people out there, Wayne Kessler, Jim Collins, and Pamela Spoto, will just absolutely start teaching you how to be a gardener. So we've got free stuff on Wednesdays. And then tomorrow, which is May 22nd, Wayne Kessler of Shambani Organics in Shingletown will teach you how to transplant those little vegetable seedlings. So if you've missed Start It From Seed season, which has already happened, if you're going to plant a garden and it's not too late, then it's time to buy the little seedling thing, which means plant already started for you. And so pop it in the ground. He'll teach you how to do that. So that's from 10 to 12 tomorrow. And I want to give you some phone numbers because, you know, people always want to go, but they don't know who to call. Okay, so to register, you would call 225-4835. And then there are classes coming up I'm not going to talk about. I just want you to know that in June, we'll talk about them. Managing Water and Moisture by Wayne Kessler, and then Growing Superior Tomatoes by Mary Occasion. And she is pretty much our local tomato goddess. And so also we have coming up tomorrow out in Palisadro, our local genetically modified food advocate, you know, the anti-GMO gal, Carrie Ann Gein, who is often on our show just teaching us things about why we don't really need to eat genetically engineered food. She has put on, you know, there were, I think, 100 people at her showing last Sunday. She has two movies being shown, two Saturdays in a row here. Last Sunday, she pulled in about 100 people out at the Seventh-day Adventist Church from 3 to 5. And tomorrow, what she's showing another informational movie about genetically modified organisms and what they do to your body, and that's from 3 to 5 in Palisadro at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now, you know where that is? That's when you're going out 44, you just pass Deschutes. The next exit is Silver Bridge. You hang a quick left, and then immediate right is Silver Lode, and there follow the signs. She has that thing well marked. So at 3 o'clock, if you want information there, I encourage you to go. So here we are, you know, we're getting a good start to the day, and we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction, or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Oh, to get away. Cottage by the Sea.
Yeah, you're looking for a place on the beach that allows for comfort, solitude, and peaceful ambiance? Try our favorite beach spot, Cottage by the Sea. It's privately owned, beautifully appointed, and it includes kitchen, private spa, and it's only steps from the ocean.
If there is magic on the planet, surely it is found on the ocean. Contact owners Ken and Lori at ouroceancottage@aol.com or call 541-469-3414. Cottage by the Sea.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, well, welcome back. This is Positively Healthy, and I'm Trudy Pratt. And boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you today. We all know that we love our trails. We love the river trail. We love any trail. I don't know. We're like a freaky trail town. All people in the conversation, we talk about our trails, what our favorite trails are, our favorite trail of the minute, our favorite trail for the season, our favorite trail if we're trying to really go uphill a little bit, our favorite trail if our knees hurt. You know, we just have this long assortment of different trails. And in the studio today, we have trail experts. So we have Pam Glock, the Executive Director of American Trails. Welcome, Pam.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. And we have longtime favorite, Terry Hansen, City of Reading employee, and then treasurer also of the board. On the board of the American Trails. Welcome, Terry.
Welcome, Trudy.
Yeah, Terry's been with us. He's a Reading guy. And
yes,
so,
I grew up here.
Yeah, so we know. We just all feel like we know you. You know, just doesn't really matter if we do or not. We all think we do. So it's nice to truly get to know you, even though I act like I've known you forever. So welcome. Well, let's start with American Trails. I mean, you were telling me this fabulous story earlier about how you basically met Terry, you saw our trails, and you moved the organization from Prescott, Arizona, which I've never been there, but I hear it's one of the prettiest places on earth. And you chose Reading. I mean, you thought we had something to offer. I mean, you wanted to move your organization here.
Yeah, thanks, Trudy. Yes, Reading is very special. And in 1998, the city of Reading, and including Terry Hansen, invited American Trails to come and look at the area to consider, for us to consider holding our 2000 National Trails Symposium here. And so I came to town, and Terry took me out on a tour of the trails, and I just totally fell in love, couldn't believe what was going on here in Reading, and then talked about all the future plans for the trail system. And then the icing on the cake was when he showed me the model of the Sundial Bridge.
Very nice.
And my husband and I both love Calatrava. And it was just like love at first sight. It kind of sealed the deal. Well, I still had to go back and talk to the board about it and get their approval. So we brought the conference here. And as we were planning the symposium, I just kept falling in love with the area because we kept going out on mobile workshops. And the people that we were working with here were so wonderful and so giving. I called my husband one day from here, and I said, do you want to move there? Let's move to Reading.
Now, you'd lived in Mount Shasta in a previous life, so you knew we were here, right? I mean, you knew, but you just didn't.
Yes.
You kind of would drive through or go to Costco like everybody else and leave.
Not the greatest impression, driving back and forth. So when I was invited to come here, I'm like, oh, I don't really think Reading is going to be the spot for the symposium. And they were like, no, Bob Warren. And, you've got to come see what we have. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to be the right spot. And boy, was I wrong.
Wow.
I was wrong.
Terry showed you around a little bit, you're saying?
Oh, yes.
Okay, what,
mm-hmm.
like, what got you? What got your goat? You know, what did you show her, Terry? And do I know that trail?
Actually, the fortunate thing about the timing was that there was a regional effort at that time for the Shasta Trinity Trail process for master planning Shasta Trinity Trail, which is 100 miles of trail connecting Reading to Shasta Lake, Whiskeytown Lake, and Trinity Lake. Much of that's been built, a good portion of that's been built since the symposium, and I would attribute a lot of the effort and the emotion magic behind that fast development on the trail conference being here in 2000. So there was a lot of people getting together and master planning at that time, the National Park Service, the Forest Service, BLM, City of Reading, California Conservation Corps, and others. And we were all meeting and master planning this great effort, and that's when American Trails first showed up. So we were in the process of doing that. So we had the benefit of all that energy presenting it to American Trails, and all those people involved in that process became the volunteers for the conference. So it worked out well for us. It worked out well for American Trails.
Terry, how has the trail system, and it's continuing to evolve, you mentioned before the show that you've got plans to extend it down to Red Bluff even, but how has the trail system benefited our economy and our life? Collective life here in Reading and Shasta County.
One of the phenomenons outcomes of the economic downturn that we have in our country and in the world is that people want a vacation close to home. And so the trails in our region, the outdoor opportunities in our region provide for that. So people, instead of maybe going to Disneyland, might be traveling from the Bay Area to an outdoor environment. Or they might be traveling from Southern Oregon to an outdoor environment. So there is a lot of more localized tourism that occurs around our trails and our outdoor environment.
Are we a healthier community because of these trails, do you think?
Well, I certainly hope so from what I see out on the trails. And I just wanted to say that there are a significant number of trails have been added since 2000. Mm-hmm. So I would say well over 100 miles of new trail have been added since we started in 2000. And a lot of that goes to the efforts of the Bureau of Land Management, the McConnell Foundation, the Reading Foundation, the Trails and Bikeway Council, Reading Mountain Bike Clubs. And of course, the City of Redding and Caltrans and the California Conservation Corps. Those are all great partners. They've all opened their doors. I think most people don't even know whose land they're on when they're out on a trail. They have no idea.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that's because of the cooperation between all these entities.
Oh, excellent. Well, we're going to come back with more info on trails. You know, you're listening to Positively Healthy, and our guests today are Pam Gluck from the American Trails and Terry Hansen, City of Redding, and we'll be right back.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Redding restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Redding to find our website.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include A Brand New Day, Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Mercy Medical Center, Advanced Imaging, Medical Home Care Professionals, Shasta County Veteran Services, and MD Imaging. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away?
From the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. It's a perfect Saturday, and we're talking about the trails, our trails that are our Shasta County trails that sound like they're going to even get bigger. They're going to be Shasta, Tehama, Trinity. It's just growing. So in the studio today, we have Pam Gluck, the Executive Director of American Trails, and Terry Hansen, City of Redding employee, and the Treasurer of the Board of the American Trails. Welcome back, everybody. For folks who were just sitting in their car trying to figure out, you know, I want to go in the store, but how do I get a hold of these people? Where do you, how do they find you?
Well, the easiest way would be to go to our website, and that's the American Trails website, which is americantrails.org.
americantrails.org. Well, that sounds pretty easy. Okay, so if you want to learn more, and then also we have a caller, so let's go to our caller. Hello, caller. We have Kay on line one.
Hi, Trudy.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Well, good. Hey, do you go out and walk on these trails?
Well, I'm glad that they moved up to Redding.
I know.
I was the one who negotiated the bike trail to Shasta College in the early 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
When I was in student government out there.
Well, that was kind of our one trail there for a while, right?
Right. It was the first trail that was built with federal funds that wasn't contiguous with the road,
ah,
with the freeway. So it was kind of a historic trail.
Well,
in
thank
more
you.
Ways than one.
Yeah, well, thanks for working on that. Gosh,
yeah.
Look what you started.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because in those days it was still the highway department, God in the highway department. It was just at the end of that period in history.
I see.
So when I had an appointment with Mr. Miles, with the Division of Highways, and he called before the appointment, and my mom said that he was on the phone, and I, oh no, and I walked very slowly to the phone because I thought it was going to be canceled.
Oh.
And he said, I have an engineer here who's a bicyclist. Is it okay if he joins the meeting? I said, sure.
That's great.
But I'm glad that the trail, that they're here, and I think that it's wonderful that we have all these trails. We don't have sidewalks, but we have trails.
Well, see, we gotta, focus on the positive. There's a trade-off. That's right.
Oh. And Terry Hansen's done a good job too.
Oh yeah, we all need to clap for him. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, and thanks for giving us that piece of history. I love that. All right, thanks, Kay.
We'll see you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, let's come back and talk about then this bigger vision, because there's like some of the vision of yesteryear of getting just out to the college in a separate trail. And then, Terry, you were talking about how the vision really is even bigger. I mean, you have vision that's really including Shasta Lake to Red Bluff. I don't even know that, so...
Over the last 2 years, we've been focusing on branding the river trail as part of the Sacramento River Parkway. And the parkway goes from Shasta Lake and even the trails around Shasta Lake to the city of Red Bluff. There's a lot of public lands in that 60 miles of river. Probably about 40 miles of that is in public ownership and being developed by either the Bureau of Land Management, Shasta and Tehama Counties, and City of Redding, and the Forest Service. So that's all taking place incrementally with not a lot of attention. But recently we've put up informational signs and touchscreen computers at the Sundell Bridge, letting people know about the parkway. So we have the partners included in that are the Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the McConnell Foundation, the Redding Foundation, the California Conservation Corps, and eight other agencies like Boating and Waterways, and the Department of Fish and Game, and also Tehama County and City of Red Bluff are very good partners. They're very interested in developing something in their neighborhood. A very new partner is the Shasta College Foundation, Shasta College. They have campuses, of course, in Redding. They have a new campus in Red Bluff called the Tehama Campus, and they have a campus in Weaverville. And the foundation has initiated a trails and open space initiative. And they're very, very focused on providing public access to those campus sites. The one in Tehama, or the one in Red Bluff, the Tehama campus, is right on the Sacramento River across from the Discovery Center in Red Bluff. And we're in the middle of developing a trail, a one-mile trail around that campus, with beautiful views of the river and Shasta and Lassen Peaks. It's just a beautiful spot. They're also very interested in doing something in Weaverville and on the main campus in Redding. So that we have all these partners that are working on this parkway, and there's a great deal of infrastructure there already. If you think about it, there's just about every kind of trail. You have equestrian, ATV trails, hiking trails, mountain bike trails, paved trails. The area in the center, the Bend area that BLM manages and owns about 19,000 acres, is very well established in the Shasta and Tehama County community for outdoor activity of all kinds, including hiking.
Wow. Now, go through the types of trails. We're talking about hiking, biking. Some are equestrian. They aren't. I mean, people ask me about where the best trail is for if they're on kind of like their mountain bike or if they're on their road bike or if they're on their horse. And I don't ever really have good answers for them. Whatever you do is what you know. It's like I'm just kind of out there on my little tool around bike or I'm walking. And so that's kind of all I know.
Well, some of the best trails are in that 60 miles of River Parkway. If you're an ATV user, you have the ATV park is 50,000 acres below Shasta Dam between Whiskeytown Lake and Shasta Lake.
Okay.
It's a wonderful place for ATV. It's a little bit of an issue now for access because of the security around Shasta Dam, but that's been resolved.
How has that been resolved?
They're allowing people to cross Shasta Dam now, and they also have a second connection from Iron Mountain Road. So there's multiple access points to that ATV park.
Okay.
And it's well used.
Yes.
It's a very well used, well designed, lots of nice improvements out there. There's equestrian in the Anderson area. There's nice equestrian trails. And there's an outfitter that provides people they don't own a horse. They can go on an equestrian ride. There's paved trails, of course, in Redding and in Red Bluff. And there's non-paved trails between Shasta Lake and Keswick Reservoir. There's about 50 miles of non-paved trails. Some of the best trails are yet undeveloped. There's an effort right now to build about 40 miles of new trail below Whiskeytown Lake along Muletown Road. That will probably be a multi-year effort but it's ongoing right now. And those are probably some of the best mountain bike trails in our region.
That we'll ever have, huh? That
yes.
Now, what about, is this attracting commerce to our area? I mean, are there events, are there mountain bike rides, or are there certain competitions that are happening because of these trails? Are they offering us something yet, or is that still to come?
I think the commerce is there. It's only going to get better now with the connection across the Dana to downtown to the hotel district. So there's going to be a lot of more tourist activity out of the hotels onto our river trail and our parkway. We also have things like bed and breakfasts along the river trail. We have people renting bikes, renting other types of transportation on the river trail. And you can do the bike taxi. So those are the kinds of businesses that are growing up around the river trail system. You're also going to see a lot more restaurants and things, I think, along the river, both in south of us and in Redding.
Good. I like that. Mark?
Terry, you mentioned obviously governments at all level are facing, you know, budget crises, crunches, limits. You mentioned before the show that there's an effort ongoing to design these trails, maintain these trails to allow them to last longer and require less maintenance. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Certainly. In the last 10 years, we've had a great deal of success with grant programs for our river parkway, both for boating, fishing, and for river trail use. That's going to continue for maybe another year because the voters approved these bonds and they haven't spent all the bond money. So hopefully we'll still attract, and we have attracted some of that money. I expect in the next year and a half, most of that money will not be available anymore, and people will be looking for other resources. So before this series of bond issues that were voted in by the public, we would do things locally on a very community basis where there'd be a lot of volunteer activity to do stuff, and I think that will continue. So there'll be smaller incremental improvements to the system, to the parkway, but I still think what we've got so far is pretty spectacular, and it'll be fairly easy to build upon that in small incremental ways.
And you mentioned that some of the newer trails are being designed with new surfaces that require maintenance less often than asphalt.
Yeah, we're doing more things with concrete, which the runners don't appreciate, but it is a pretty maintenance-free system. We're also using crushed granite surface for a lot of our new trails. And some of the trails on federal lands are natural surface where they don't put any kind of a surface on it. They just groom that existing surface. Those are methods to result in less maintenance over time.
Do any of your trails, are they for cross-country skiing or anything kind of alpine-like?
Certainly in the counties around Redding, that does occur, but we're not at an elevation that allows for consistent snow in Redding. Perhaps in some of the new trails that are being developed, closer to Whiskeytown Park, those higher elevation trails certainly potentially do have that. I think you have to look towards Mount Shasta, perhaps, for
okay.
that kind of cross-country skiing.
And then, Pam, what program are you – what's your upcoming program, including children?
Yes, we have American Trails has partnered with PlayCorps, which is a national playground equipment company, and they also do an incredible amount of research on why it's important to get kids into the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And they have worked with North Carolina State University and their National Learning Initiative and come up with, working with American Trails and our board and partners, to a new initiative called Pathways for Play. And it's very exciting, gives a lot of good information about why it's so important to get kids out, not just in playgrounds, but actually moving more.
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole
We're
new initiative.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. And so it's very exciting. And the goal is to, you know, it basically gives new tools to ensure that children grow up healthier in body and healthier in spirit. So we're a partner with them, and we are putting on the first webinar on this this next Thursday on May 26th. and it's at 8 a.m. in the morning, and we encourage people to attend. There's no charge, and you can just go to our website and see how to register for it and learn more about it.
So webinar just means you go on your website and you're listening, you're learning, just staring at your website.
Register, okay. And then you're given directions, and then you go online, and you get on the phone.
You're listening on your phone.
You listen to it, but we will also archive it so that if someone, if they miss it, during that period, it will be on the website and they can go back there.
Excellent.
Yes, it'll be a little over an hour. It'll be great.
So really Thursday is your first chance to hear it, but if you want to, you can, it's archived. You can go back. Okay. We have a caller on line one here. We have Nicole on line one. Nicole, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. I like this program very much, and I'm just wondering, do you have maps? Anywhere that you can get maps?
Great question. Team, what's our answer?
the best resource today is healthyshasta.org. They have accumulated all the current mapping for all the new trails, and they'll continue to be the most up-to-date because the trails are more regional, so they're not one government entity or one public agency providing mapping. So this healthyshasta.org is the best source for all the regional trails.
Now, what does that mean? It means they go to a location. Does she go to a location and pick up a map?
No, you go on your on the internet and you type in healthyshasta.org and you can pull up.
I don't have a computer.
Do you ever make it down to the Sundial Bridge?
Yes.
We've put touchscreen computers at the Sundial Bridge that allow you to access healthyshasta.org and all the maps.
And somewhere, I mean, I have a few maps at home, these kind of fancy fold-out maps of our trails. Now, where did I get that?
Those maps were done several years ago, and they're out of date. But right now, the Shasta Cascade group is making new maps that are more current, and those should be available in about 30 days.
Oh, that's good news. Okay, so then you can either go to the Sundial Bridge, and where exactly is she going? Because I don't really know.
At both ends of the Sundial Bridge, we have an informational kiosk. It's a big green covered area with shade.
Oh, okay, I've seen that.
And there's two hard maps, one for the River Parkway and one for the Turtle Bay Complex. And then on the back side of that is the touchscreen computers.
Okay, and when the new maps come out where you actually can hold on to them and look at them in your living room, where does she find that?
They'll be available at probably the Bureau of Land Management, the City of Reading, and perhaps at Shasta Cascade Wonderland.
Okay, so places where we're promoting our trails. Okay.
And I suspect the hotels will be given those maps as well.
Does that help you, Nicole?
It does.
Oh,
thank
good.
You very much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate everything.
All right. Bye. Mark, do you have a question?
Yeah, it's more of an observation, a comment, and that is that I went to high school and middle school with Terry Hansen, and he's been with the City of Reading since 1974 when he got out of college, and he is a guy who has quietly made an enormous difference to our area here, and he's done it by working quietly below the radar with a whole lot of different partners, a whole lot of different people at City Hall, a whole lot of different people on city councils over the course of his whole career there, and just can't say enough, and my hat's off to him, and he is someone who has you know, a true public servant, and we're lucky to have him and his vision.
Lots of head nodding happening in here. Boy, gee, Terry, how are you feeling now?
Mark knows I don't like the attention.
I know. He's going to drive you right out of the room here. In fact, now I have to tell a funny story. At your high school reunion, Mark really, he kind of stood up and said a nice thing about Terry and how Terry doesn't really like a whole lot of positive acknowledgement or trophies or, bands playing in his honor. And while he's making this nice announcement, Terry is not even in the room. So he's out talking to his kids on the phone. So it was even extra funny. The guy who doesn't want attention wasn't even around for it. So it's work. You're doing something, right, to dodge attention. But we all do thank you. And so we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with more about our trails. This is KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Robert from Music by Robert. I've done over 1,000 events from weddings to birthdays to anniversaries right here in the North State. Hey, what's a party without your favorite music? Let me tailor a special event for you by being the MC that everyone will talk about. Why? Because it's Music by Robert. Call me at 347-4500 and let's celebrate. That's Music by Robert. Call 347-4500.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Slow down. Too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, well, welcome back. You know, we're talking trails here today, and we're in our last segment here with our trail guests. We have Pam Gluck, the Executive Director of American Trails, and Terry Hansen, the treasurer of the Board of American Trails. And, you know, I want to ask each of you, what are your favorite trails? When you head out to go to the trail, where do you just keep going time after time? Terry?
Well, I'm working on the trail, so I go wherever the work is. But
good point.
You know, it's an evolving issue for me. So right now my favorite place is the most recent completion of a centralized interpretive and wayfinding system on the Turtle Bay campus on both sides of the Sundell Bridge. But that's probably next year I'll have another favorite trail.
So what? You're talking about if you go over the Sundial Bridge, there's the kind of that loop thing out there? That's your favorite part?
Well, it's on both sides of the river. There's 3 miles of trail on
okay.
the Turtle Bay campus. And we call it the Turtle Bay campus because it's the focal point for that part of the river. And at the Sundial Bridge, we've put up the information kiosk, mm-hmm. which include wayfinding signs, maps, and also the touchscreen computers for people to use. But we also have interpretive signs on both loops on both sides of the river. So you not only get your exercise and get your fresh air, you also get a great education on the river environment.
Wow. Okay. Nice. That's great. Now, isn't your name on a plaque over there, too?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw your name somewhere.
No.
Pamela,
it's on
the
sign, isn't it?
I think it is, too. He's pretending like it's not.
and rightly so. As you said, Trudy, basically, it really boils down to this, that if Terry hadn't been in the community, as well as the others that he is working, the teams that he's worked with over the years, but Terry taking the lead, I can assure you that American Trails would not have moved our office here, our headquarters here, nor we would have had the symposium here. That's the kind of impact Terry and all the partners have had.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So
yeah.
It really is incredible work that he's done. So thank you for recognizing that, Mark.
We try to give him credit.
Yes, definitely.
It doesn't work.
Incredible.
Now, what's your favorite trail?
My favorite? Well, Sundial Bridge.
Is that
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
By far. I talk about it constantly as if I were a proud mother and I really had nothing to do with it at all, except I live in the community, and get to live, you know, be near it. Every time I walk the trail, I'm just like, I can't believe I get to live here. That's how I feel.
Wow.
Every time. It just amazes me that the beauty of it and just how progressive this community has been in investing in that. And I mean, you can't go out there and be by yourself because everyone loves a trail. And you hear different, you know, foreign languages as you're walking because, you know, people are drawn to Calatrava's, you know, work and his bridges. And they come up from San Francisco to see it. So it not only serves all of our locals, you know, and all of us that just love the bridge, but it also, you know, just does amazing things for tourism for the area.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then it's
wonderful.
Just the greatest work of outdoor art right. that I've ever been around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about, your organization is national, and I know we've talked a lot about local, but you're both part of AmericanTrails.org. It's a national organization. What are you doing around the country? What's mm-hmm. happening?
Well, we're an advocacy organization, and so we work on a lot of federal, a lot of funding issues, you know, trying to protect and get more money for trails. We're also very much about education and providing technical assistance, and we put on the National Trail Symposium, and we move it around the country every 2 years. And that is the national conference that people come to from all over the country. We also put on a variety of workshops, such as the webinar on Pathways to Play. And we're involved with our website also has a whole section on state-by-state trails, so you can go on there and learn all about trails in all the different states. And we also manage the National Recreation Trails website and database, and those are nationally designated trails, and we're a partner in that.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Terry?
Well, one of the initiatives that I wanted to mention is the Trails Training Partnership that American Trails is taking the lead on, and I think that's going to pay a lot of dividends across the country.
Oh, excellent. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on to the show today. I really appreciate it. We learned a lot. The listeners learned a lot. And, you know, it's fun to hear both of you have a similar favorite trail. So I'm going to be just sort of down there looking at that through your eyes soon. So thanks for coming on. You're listening to Positively Healthy. We'll be back with more guests after this.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Hello, Melinda Brown here for People of Progress with a great way to help yourself while you help your community. It's simple. Buy just one shirt or a book or even a knickknack from People of Progress's Super Thrift Shop. This instantly makes five important things happen. You'll pick up great stuff at great prices. You'll help People of Progress's Food Bank and Resource Center stay open so we can serve 16,000 people this year with 240,000 meals, clothing, blankets, and community gardens. And you'll reuse and repurpose items, which saves energy, natural resources, and space in the landfill. So check us out in person at the Pop Thrift Shop in downtown Reading and bring a friend to help you choose from literally thousands of high quality items. All proceeds stay local to help your local community. So shop Pop. We're open Monday through Saturday in downtown Reading. Our motto is do what you can with what you have where you are. With this community's help, we've served homeless and hungry people in Shasta County for 40 years. With your help, we can continue to do so. Buy a shirt, shop Pop.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, welcome back. More to come. You're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. I'm Trudy Pratt, and in the studio, we have Jana Parker of Balance Yoga Center, and she's just right over here on Cypress Square Shopping Center. Welcome, Jana.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. It's nice to have you here. You know, you guys, I was looking at your website, and I haven't been to your studio, but you offer every kind of level of yoga. You offer all sorts of things. What exactly are you guys doing over there? What kind of classes do you have for people?
We are trying to offer yoga to the community
in a very kind of welcoming, unintimidating way. So I really, my focus when I opened the center a year and a half ago was to be able to offer all different levels, from beginning intro to yoga all the way up to more intermediate level yoga for those more regular practitioners. I found that a lot of people are very interested in yoga and curious about it, but maybe a little nervous or intimidated to walk into a class.
It seems scary. Yeah, they seem like they all know stuff and you're supposed to be quiet. Or, can you talk now? Or, you know, it just seems a little bit,
And they see in magazines, you know, pictures of people doing yoga poses that think, oh my gosh, I could never do something like that. And really, you know, yoga is for everyone. And the most important thing is finding a class, a style, a teacher that speaks to you. It's such a wonderful form of exercise with so many benefits that I just want to get it out there to more people in our community. So that's what we're trying to do down at Balance.
So what type of class, like what do you have beginning classes and then for more advanced or people who are hurt?
Yeah, we start with, I have an intro to yoga series, which is a wonderful way to start. It's a series. We have four classes, one class per week for 4 weeks. And we really start at the beginning. It's a whole room full of people that have never done yoga before, right? So
that
they're all in it together.
Okay, yeah.
They can look around the room and kind of build a community right away. And we start from the ground up. You know, we really teach the yoga poses, the physical poses, teach them correct alignment so that we make sure they're doing it correctly for their body. And we kind of grow over those 4 weeks so that hopefully at the end of the 4 weeks, they're very comfortable coming into an ongoing class. You know, we also teach them the etiquette, you know, like you were talking about, you know, what you do when you walk in, how you lay out your mat, what props you get, you know, all of those things that, you know, people just don't know until they experience the practice.
So, yeah. Mark?
How long have you done yoga? And you have the most amazing posture of anybody I think I've ever seen, but then I would expect that from a yoga teacher.
I've been practicing yoga for about 13 years. I was introduced to yoga when I was at UCLA. I grew up in Reading. I'm a Reading native, and out of high school went down to UCLA to study dance and started studying yoga with Shiva Ray, who's, for anyone out there that knows yoga, she's an internationally known yoga instructor and amazing. So I started practicing with her down there. So, yeah.
And then what part, there are different types of yoga. Mm-hmm. What type of yoga is your passion?
Yeah, I really come from the Iyengar tradition. And Iyengar yoga focuses really on correct alignment, using props and other things to make sure that our body is in optimal alignment so that we can really experience the pose in its fullest form without pushing too far or moving into an area where we might be injured. And then I also have a lot of influence of vinyasa flow, which is more where you're moving from pose to pose. You're uniting your breath with that physical movement. I have a dance background, so that really spoke to me. So I kind of meld those two together, and that's my style of teaching. But there's so many different styles out there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we have more questions for Jana Parker of Balance Yoga right after this.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, well, welcome back. You're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. Still not a time to drive downtown, even though it's a little before 11, because you know what? There's a rodeo parade going on. So wait a little while, probably another hour and a half, and you'll have the place to yourself. In the studio, we have Jana Parker from Balance Yoga Center. That's down kind of kitty corner from Orchard Nutrition on Locust. And welcome back, Jana.
Thank you.
Yeah. So at your yoga studio, I mean, what kind of folks do walk through the door? Mm. Who do you have? What age groups? And what are they looking for?
Mm-hmm. We have just a wide variety of people walking through our door. I have everyone from teenagers up to women in their 70s. I think people that are curious about yoga are people that are looking for something a little more than just a workout. Yoga is an all-inclusive form of exercise. So not only are we building strength and flexibility in our bodies, but we're also cultivating a calmer state of mind. Some of the many benefits of yoga, stress reduction, wonderful, you know, for internal health, as well as, you know, the physical strength and flexibility that we're building. So I think it's someone that's looking for something more all-inclusive, something more from their exercise program. Also, our space, you know, when you walk into a gym, there's kind of a feeling, there's an energetic feeling, right? And everyone's kind of going. And when you walk into a yoga center, there's more of a sense of calm, you know? So if you're looking for a form of exercise that does all those wonderful things for your body, but then also gives you a chance to kind of, you know, clear your mind, come into the present moment, breathe, you know, it affects you in so many other ways. You know, it's just a really beautiful practice. So
I'm relaxed. Well, you know, on your website, there's a picture just of your studio. It's like wood floor with nice open beam something and some lighting. And I kind of just kept it on my computer for a while. I'm like, that's soothing. And I thought, wow, you know, I'm getting like half the benefit just over here in my stressed out life, just staring at your website. I thought it was really nice. By the way, what is your website for those people listening?
Sure. It's balance-yogacenter.com.
Okay. And then is yoga expensive? I mean, what is somebody out in order to become kind of a yoga person?
Right. Well, we have a new student class card. So you can come in right off the bat, get two classes for $15, check it out, see if it's something that speaks to you, something you want to do. And then at that point, we have some different options. We have like a 10 class card for $100. So you're paying about $10 a class. 5 classes for $55, or for those that like to take 3 and 4 classes a week, we have an all-access monthly pass for $85, where you can take as much yoga as you want.
For $85?
$85 a month.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Now,
that's by far the best deal, right?
I think it is. I mean, if you're able to work 2 or 3 classes into your schedule a week, then it's a great deal. You end up paying about $6, $7 a class.
Okay, Mark.
Do you teach all these classes yourself, or do you have help?
I have help. I teach the majority of the classes, about 10 classes a week, but I have 5 or 6 other teachers that teach there, all with their own style and approach, which I like. I want to have a lot of different voices at our yoga center because, like I said before, each student needs to find that teacher and that style that really speaks to them.
What do people tell you how yoga has changed their lives?
Oh, gosh. I have the best job because I get to hear these wonderful affirmations every day. I mean, physically, you know, some injuries people have overcome always, you know, kind of really sticks with me. You know, I've had a lot of students with maybe shoulder injuries or knee injuries, and they come in and, you know, the mobility is so limited and they feel so restricted in their bodies and then in their lives. And yoga, it just completely opens them up over time. Which is wonderful. And then, of course, how that translates, like I was talking about before, just kind of into your state of mind. And, you know, when you start building a healthy inner body, then that starts to translate into your relationships with others and how you are out in the world. So, yeah, people just, I mean, once you get hooked, that's it.
Mark?
Sounds like a positive addiction to me.
That's a good thing, right? You're hooked. Hey, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Gosh, there's so much more we need to learn from you, I can tell. And I'm sure that the listeners are just have many questions in their minds, too. Mm. So we'll have to have you back if you don't mind. And so I know today you're off to a seminar or something you're putting on?
Yes, we have a yoga workshop. Another part of our mission is to bring instructors from out of our area that can bring a wisdom to our community. So we have Amy Cooper coming this afternoon. So I'm heading over there right now.
Oh, excellent. Well, best of luck to you. And you've been listening to Positively Healthy today on KCNR 1460. And boy, oh boy, you know, we're just always putting something in front of you here to challenge you and to give you new ideas to be healthy. And so thanks for listening today. Go out and have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Brett Larson. Evacuations in Butte La Rose are on hold, giving residents a reprieve after officials say the river threatening the Louisiana town is not as high as feared.
The Army Corps of Engineers says the water is supposed to be cresting here today, but residents here tell us that the water is leveling off, and it's although it could be weeks, we know that it is a positive outlook knowing that these water levels will start to recede.
Fox's Elizabeth Prawn. Meantime, a tugboat pulling a line of grain-filled barges along the Mississippi River in Baton Rouge lost control of three of them Friday. The barges sunk and the Coast Guard is investigating.
The case is under investigation, so no determination has been made as to whether this is related to high water.
U.S. Coast Guard Commander Quincy Davis, no injuries or damage to the levees have been reported. After Syrian security forces reportedly killed 44 protesters, activists say a funeral procession for eight of the victims came under fire, leaving at least three dead.
We are here and everyone here today to support them and to